Ryan Ryder here with Booker T at WrestleCon. This is your fifth appearance on Main Event Radio.
Yeah, man, but it's my first WrestleCon. You know, so this is a historic night for me, actually. So, you know, one of those days, you know, when you actually come out, you get a chance to see all the guys, all the family, all the warriors, you know, that's been through the trenches, you know, that set, you know, the bar that paved the way for, you know, guys like myself to make it to the Hall of Fame, you know. So it's awesome.
You've had one of the biggest lines out of everyone here, and it seems like WCW guys are in right now. You, the new Hall of Fame inductee, DDP, yeah. Hall and Nash and Bischoff, you guys all had the biggest lines all day.
We draw money, you know, we drew a few dollars, you know, in our day, you know. It's been good, you know, actually, for the new wave that we're living in right now, you know, being able to have, you know, stuff like WrestleCon for us to still be able to come out and, you know, make a living for our families, but more importantly, you know, touch those that we have touched for so many years. I think that's the most, you know, awesome part about it. You know, we got, you know, young people coming from all over the world, you know, getting a chance to be a part of this experience, you know. So for me, I'm like a kid at Christmas time, man, you know. For when the fan come up and have something for me to sign from, say, for instance, 20 years ago. It's real cool, yeah.
And I saw you giving some knowledge to a young worker.
I tell these young guys, you know, that that's trying to get, you know, to that next level, you know, get the knowledge, you know, from the camp you probably can get the most knowledge from. You know, the best fighters, they go to the best camps, you know. And I tell these young guys, don't just, you know, burn yourself out going out trying to work on every independent show you could possibly work on if you're trying to make it to the next level. If you want to just be an independent guy, that's another story. But if you're trying to make it to the next level, go to where you can, you know, work as well as get some knowledge when you come back through that curtain, and you can take it, you know, to the next town you go to, the guy that you work with next, you know, you're going to be much more experienced, much more wiser, and you can help him as well as help yourself along the way.
How do you feel the business has changed today from the time that you entered?
You know, we had mentors, you know, that we could look through the curtain and gain so much knowledge from. For me, I was on the road with guys like Johnny Mantell, guys like Black Bart, you know, Hollywood Judd Tatum, guys that have been, you know, in front of thousands of people all over the world, you know, even though they was just working in a territory. These guys were bona fide stars that I got a chance to, you know, just pretty much sit under the learning tree and learn my craft. You know, these days, you know, they pretty much have to work with each other and learn from each other because they're pretty much around that same age. We lost so many soldiers along the way, so many carpenters, you know, just like a Rick Rude that went into the Hall of Fame last night.
He died way too young.
He died way too young. Guys like Curt Hennig, you know, guys that, you know, had such a blueprint to teach so many young guys coming up. And I think that's where we pretty much just lost as far as in the transition, as far as the young guys getting that knowledge. But I think we're in a good place. I think we're in a
Still guys like you around?
Still guys like me around. You know, still guys like Lance Storm, you know, over in Canada that has his school. You know, you got Team 3D Academy. Exactly, you know, so there's still a few of us out there that's trying to lay the
foundation.
Texas. Exactly, you know, and I got a territory, you know, and I want these young guys to come down and experience what it's like to be taught, you know, from, you know, a coach that's actually played in the Super Bowl.
Ryan Ryder with Booker T. So what are your thoughts on DDP getting inducted?
DDP, you know, they talk about DDP like he's James Brown, you know, the hardest working man in the business. You know, I give DDP so much credit for, you know, sticking it out, lasting, you know, weathering the storm. A guy that's, you know, been my friend for so many years, a guy who pretty much, you know, took me under his wing. Even though I had been there and experienced it and done it, DDP came along and, you know, taught me a few things. You know, I credit DDP, you know, for me coming up with the five time. You know, that's a DDP, you know, special right there. He was like, man, you got to get something, you know, maybe something like five time, you know. And next thing you know, It's my signature phrase, you know. So Dallas Page has been one for helping guys way before the DDP yoga.
Well, you've got to be one of the hardest workers too. You got WrestleCon, you're doing Raw Talk, WrestleMania.
Yeah,
Access, you're everywhere.
Yeah, heck yeah. As well as I'm running for mayor, 2019 November.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing everything. Life is too short to not try to experience every aspect of it. I want my kids to know that there are no limitations. There are no glass ceilings. You can do whatever you want to do in this life. You just have to work hard, believe in yourself.
Booker T, thank you very much.
Very welcome.